and bird calls. "Where are you?" Jack shouted. "Here," said Annie. He found her in a thick glade. Bright rays streamed between the trees. Green leaves and vines swayed in the dappled light. The little gray bird sat in a tree, twittering at them.
"Yuck, what's that?" said Annie.
She pointed at a round brown thing hanging from a low branch. Bees buzzed around it.
"If that's her nest, it's a pretty weird nest," said Annie.
"That's not a nest," said Jack. "It's a beehive. Don't you see the bees?"
"Yikes,"
said Annie. She stepped back from the tree, but the little bird darted at the beehive and pecked at it.
"What's she doing?" said Annie.
The bird kept pecking at the hive.
"I don't know. Maybe she's as nuts as you," said Jack.
"Look her up in the book," said Annie. "See if it says she's nuts."
"Are you kidding?" said Jack.
"That nutty bird isn't going to be in this book."
"Just look."
Jack opened his Africa book. He kept turning the pages. Just as he thought, there was no gray bird in the book.
"Forget it," he said.
"Keep looking," said Annie.
Jack turned one more page, and there it was. A little gray bird, a beehive, and a tall painted warrior with a spear.
"I don't believe this," said Jack.
Then he read aloud.
"This bird is called a honey guide. It's both a friend and a helper to the Maasai people, an African tribe known for their fierce fighting skills and bravery."
"Hi, honey guide,"
Annie called to the bird.
"I knew you were important."
Jack kept reading. "The honey guide leads a Maasai tribe's person to a beehive. The bird waits for him or her to scatter the bees and take the honey. Then the bird feasts on the honeycomb."
"That's cool," said Jack. "They work together like the zebras and wildebeests and gazelles."
"Yeah," said Annie. "And she wants us to be her helpers. We have to scatter the bees and leave her the honeycomb."
"How do we do that?" said Jack.
He looked back at the book. It didn't say how.
"Well, maybe we could wave those weeds at them," said Annie.
She pointed to some bright green plants that looked like giant fans. Jack put his book and backpack down. He and Annie pulled up the weeds. They waved them near the tree, and the bees scattered. Next, Jack grabbed the tree branch and jiggled it. The hive fell to the ground and broke open. Annie stooped and stuck her finger into the golden honeycomb.
"Yummy," she said when she tasted the honey. "Try it."
Jack stuck his finger in the honeycomb, too. He licked off the golden honey. It was the sweetest honey he had ever tasted.
"Now the honey guide can get to her honeycomb," said Annie.
"Yeah, but she better hurry before the bees come back," said Jack.
"It's weird," said Annie. "Honey's so sweet and good, but to get it, you have to go past a lot of dangerous bees."
"Oh, man," whispered Jack.
"That's it."
"That's what?" asked Annie.
Jack said Morgan's riddle.
"I'm the color of gold and as sweet as can be, but beware of the danger that's all around me. What am I?"
"I get it,"
Annie whispered.
"Honey."
"Honey," said Jack, nodding and smiling. "That's it. We've answered Morgan's riddle. Let's go home."
He stood up to leave. He gasped. Standing in the shadows was a tall man with a spear and a curved sword hanging from his belt. His face was painted in fierce, bright colors. Jack knew at once what he was, a Maasai warrior.
"Hi there,"
Annie said in a small voice. Chapter 8. Yum. The warrior stared back at Jack and Annie.
"We were helping one of your honey guides," said Annie.
The warrior was as still as a statue.
"We didn't mean to steal anything," Jack said. "In fact, it's all yours. We've had enough."
Lots of good honey still there,
Annie said, smiling. The warrior narrowed his eyes.
Is he angry? Jack wondered.
I'm sorry we were trespassing, said Jack. We come in peace. In fact, we bring